Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Now that the soccer team trapped in a cave in Thailand has been found, rescuers have to consider how to get them out. One of these boys is a sponsored child with Compassion International who just recently committed his life to Christ. His family is trusting God for his safe return. Pia Maria of Compassion invites you to pray.
And just constantly keep praying that the boys can come out as soon as possible, because like I said, everybody's facing the weather and the water inside the cave. It's just unpredictable.
Last month, Gallup found a tie between Americans who identify as pro-life or pro-choice. And this is significant because until 2008, Gallup saw pro-choice beat out the pro-life view every time. But since 2009, Gallup says there hasn't been a majority. As Christians, we believe every life has value from our Creator God. Life Matters Worldwide's Eric Verstraete says we need to speak truth with compassion.
I think a lot of people have, frankly, been misinformed when it comes to a lot of this information. And so giving the proper information, doing it with compassion, I think is going to be our best bet.
And refugees are still seeking safety in Jordan, home of the Program for Theological Education by Extension. Now, PTEE focuses on education, but it also teaches its students how to respond to crises through select courses. Sharing more from his church is PTEE's Robert Miner.
We have been helping people just in a very practical sense of everything from heating in the winter to basic food and basic medical needs.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. For listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.